I don't know if you have any questions about your high blood pressure and how your medicine is going for you.
Not a word.
Okay. Cause
it's all helping.
63-year-old Lucinda Williams rides 30 minutes from Apopka to Pine Hills on her Harley to see the doctors like Betty Agbede at Family Physicians of Rosemont.
She's a very active lady with her motorcycle.
Ride it just about every day.
Nothing slows you down.
I'm not letting it.
Williams is an avid biker who wears motorcycle boots and a leather jacket filled with pins from all the places she's been on her bike, from Daytona Beach to the Florida Keys. She's also a Medicaid patient with high blood pressure, and she says the doctors here keep her well enough to ride.
What would you do if this clinic was not here?
I don't know what I'd do.
Nearly a quarter of the patients here, like Williams, are on Medicaid, and that number is growing. Anjali Villa says it's a business model that works.
We kind of pride ourselves on kind of being one step ahead of the game.
Villa is chief medical officer of Family Physicians Group, which owns the clinic. She says the clinic is at the forefront of what the Affordable Care Act aims to do: keep patients like Williams healthy without a lot of unnecessary tests and treatments.
We see that if we do this well, and if we do it in a methodology that is good for the patient, keeps them out of the hospital, improves their quality of life, then those dollars will follow us, as our care management platform is the best.
Family Physicians Group is an accountable care organization, one of about 450 groups nationwide. Physicians, hospitals, and other providers join to avoid duplicate care and share in the savings. It's a model promoted by the Obama administration's health reforms, and it's aimed at replacing the fee-for-service model familiar to most Americans.
The ACO is the platform of the future.
Paul Keckley is executive director of the Deloitte Center for Health Solutions, a research firm. He says eventually most doctors will practice under the model.
We envision that accountable care models will be the standard of care in every community in 5 years.
But he says most ACOs focus on Medicare and commercially insured patients, not Medicaid patients.
Medicaid is, for a state, the biggest single health cost challenge. And I think the fact that a clinic is looking at an opportunity to manage a Medicaid population, we're going to see more of it.
Already, Medicaid is the nation's largest health plan with 60 million enrolled, and it's growing. In Florida, the legislature voted this past spring against expanding Medicaid for about 1 million uninsured. Family Physicians of Rosemont is moving ahead with its Medicaid-focused business model anyway. Patient care is closely monitored. Case managers weed out unnecessary tests and make sure patients have access to healthy food and transportation. Dr. Tanya Young Henley gets a scorecard every few months telling her how her patients are doing.
I guess some of the older physicians may feel that the government stepping in is a negative thing. But the way I look at it is it's just a different model, and it's definitely we're able to take care of patients more effectively.
The clinic's Medicaid focus is unique. Lucinda Williams says finding doctors willing to treat her is a challenge.
Well, I had one of the receptionists in here trying to get a hold of a heart doctor that would take my Medicaid, because I couldn't find anybody in town. Now I got to go all the way to Kissimmee.
That's nearly an hour's ride for Williams on her Harley. After her visit with Agbede, Williams stopped by the front desk and scheduled a follow-up.
You're all done.
Oh, goody.
Then Williams climbed on her Harley and headed home. I'm Amy Green, 90.7 News.